From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Bill Gallo has the details.
The U.S. State Department said this was in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the U.S. believes the action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between the two countries. Last month, Moscow ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half, to 455 people, after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes and bombing drills with ally South Korea on Thursday. The U.S. and South Korean military said it was a clear warning after North Korea launched a mid-range ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear bombs over Japan earlier in the week. North Korea hates such displays of U.S. military might at close range and will likely respond with fury. Two U.S. B-1B supersonic bombers and four F-35B stealth fighters were joined by four South Korean F-15s in live-fire exercises at a military field in eastern South Korea that simulated precision strikes against North Korean core facilities. Records show that a chemical plant burning near Houston, Texas, amid Harvey flooding, was earlier this year fined over $90,000 by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration over 10 safety violations found during an inspection. The gravity of six of the violations rated a 10. This is VOA News. The remnants of what was once Hurricane Harvey brought heavy rain to Louisiana on Thursday, leaving flooded East Texas to start drying out but still facing danger from flooding. Forecasters expected parts of Louisiana to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain as a storm system continued moving inland toward the states of Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday said the recovery process will be long and that everyone needs to do their part to help.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance.
Officials in Texas have confirmed that more than 30 storm-related deaths have occurred. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes, and some 32,000 others forced into shelters. More than 100 people have died in the latest clashes in Myanmar's Rakhine State, including militants, soldiers, and civilians. Samantha Vadas has the details as thousands more flee the violence.
Injured and traumatized, Rohingya Muslims continue to scramble towards Bangladesh. Migration workers say some of them are burned and even have bullet holes in their bodies. The lucky ones have made it across the border, but thousands are stranded in no man's land as Bangladeshi authorities refuse to let them through. More than 18,000 men, women and children have fled the bloodshed in Myanmar's lawless northern state of Rakhine, where the army is hitting back hard on the Muslim minority after a string of insurgent attacks last week. In the commercial capital, Yangon, hundreds of people, including Buddhist monks, gathered on Wednesday to protest the insurgent attack, calling for the military to take control of Rakhine and protect thousands of Buddhists caught up in the crosshairs.
Reporter Samantha Vadas. People have begun marking the 20th anniversary of the death of Britain's Princess Diana. Princes William and his brother Harry honored their mother Wednesday at a memorial garden on the grounds of Kensington Palace. The two princes, along with the Duchess of Cambridge, met with well-wishers after the walk, but aren't expected to take part in any of the engagements on Thursday. The northern Iraq town of Tal Afar has been fully liberated from the Islamic State group, further shrinking the territory controlled by the extremists, who overran nearly a third of the country 3 years ago. The militants have suffered a series of major defeats in recent months, including the loss of Mosul, the second largest city, in July. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said via statement that the Iraqi troops eliminated and smashed the militant group in al-Ayadiyah district. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.